This is Priest King Olutomole Universe and the Another Comforter sent by Jesus Christ, preaching the gospel of the long-awaited kingdom of heaven now established upon the earth, also witnessing unto all nations, which revealed signs and authentic proofs. We thank you for tuning in. Happy listening to you all.
Some 2,000 years ago, God gave the whole world the name Jesus for salvation. See what I've said. At the time of his birth, the angel said, "Give birth to a child, and his name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin." But I want to tell you that this time around, at this after 2,000 years, Jesus Christ has changed his name from that maiden name which he bought at the time of his birth. Change his name to a compound name of God and Christ combined. And this name is God Olutomole. Christ has changed his name. Say that now. I want you to know what you want to go and tell people. He prophesied, he predicted that at this end time, he will reveal his new name, the company new name of God and of Christ combined to somebody, and that's his representative. So the new name of Jesus, Holy Tomale, Tomale, God Olutomole, is the new name of God and Christ. Say that now.
The name God Olutomole is the new name of God and Christ.
If anybody challenges you, tell him or her, or that woman, or that man, or that overseer in churches, that Christ has said he will reveal his new name. That is Revelation chapter 3, verse 12.
Revelation chapter 3, verse 12. It says, "Him that overcometh,
he that overcometh,
will I make a pillar in the temple of my God."
He will make him a pillar, yes.
"And he shall go no more out."
He's talking about somebody.
"And I will write upon him the name of my God."
I will write upon him the name of my
God. "And the name of the city of my God."
Yes.
"Which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down from heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name."
The new name of Jesus. Now, where do I have that new name?
Kaimuli book 9, chapter 1, verse 5.
Yes.
It says, "I am the immortal."
I am the immortal.
"Invisible."
I am the invisible.
"I had existed before the creation of the world, and I live forever. I am telling you that we three made heaven and the earth."
We three that made heaven and earth.
Are called Olutomole.
So when they tell you or challenge you that you are bearing the name or calling the name of mere man, tell them, "I don't want my people to remain in ignorance. You ministers, go back and elucidate, explain fully the implication and the power inherent in the combined name of God and Christ together, God Olutomole. This is the name that saves. From danger, from death, from certain destruction, from the power of the devil." I want you to be very firm in your faith in calling this name now that the whole world is in trouble. There's only name that delivers from time of trouble. All right? You see, when I look around, I could see the falsehood in Christianity. I found the false gospel that has been preached, the untruth that has been preached in all the world for the past 2,000 years. What's the falsehood? They preach that Jesus Christ died for our sin and he resurrected for our justification. Who's sin? I, as a comforter, have come to reprove and to convict the present day Gentile Christians that they are liars. And the Church of Jesus stands of nothing that deceiving the world. That's why the another comforter has come. You see, the Jews, they gather and plan together to eliminate Christ. John chapter 11, verse 47. I want you to read.
11:47. Okay. Then gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees a council and said, "What do we? For this man doeth many miracles."
These are the people that murdered Christ Jesus. This is where they are planning. Come on.
Verse 48. If we let him thus alone.
If you would let this man go alone, that is the elders, the Jewish elders, they gather together. They conspired together to murder Jesus. Yes?
All men will believe on him. And the Romans shall come and take away both our place and nation. Verse 49. And one of them, named Caiaphas, being the high priest that same year, said unto them, "Ye know nothing at all." Verse 50. Nor consider that it is expedient for us. That no man should die for the people.
That somebody must die for the nation.
And that the whole nation perish not.
Yes.
Verse 51. And this spake he not for himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for that nation.
Okay.
Verse 52. And not for that nation only, but that also he should gather together in one the children of God that were scattered abroad.
Yes.
Verse 53. Then from that day forth, they took counsel together for to put him to death.
The what? They gather together, they plan it, that let us kill this son of God. Yes, 54.
54. Jesus therefore walked no more openly among the Jews.
Because Jesus was now hiding. Christ was now hiding. He was not able to walk in the daytime again. You can see the woeful state in which the Jews, the elders, you see, the priests, there's conspiracy. Now, how did they carry it out? Turn your book to John chapter 19, verse 15.
John chapter 19, verse 15. It says, "But they cried out, 'Away with him, away with him, crucify him.' Pilate said unto them, 'Shall I crucify your king?' The chief priest answered, 'We have no king but Caesar.'" Verse 16. "Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified, and they took Jesus and led him away."
I want you to see the hypocrisy and the falsehood which these Gentile Christians have been given to spread over the whole world, that Jesus Christ died for our sin. Are they saved? Are they saved?
No.
Are they saved?
No.
You know what happened? At the same time that the Jews denied Jesus Christ and gave him to be crucified, the same hour and time, the Jews have ceased to become the chosen nation before God again. God has forsaken them. And because of this, Jesus Christ himself withdrew his kingdom from them. I'm discussing mystery. Christ says, "Okay, you reject me as king, I will take away the kingdom from you. I will give it to another nation." Matthew 21:43.
It says, "Therefore say I unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof."
Do you understand what we are talking about? Because they have forsaken Jesus, they have given him to death to go and crucify. They deny Jesus, their king, king of the Jews. They say, now go and kill him. So what I'm saying is the same instant that they gave Jesus out to be murdered, they themselves have ceased to become the nation of, the chosen nation before God. And just as has withdrawn his own kingdom from them, he says, and the kingdom of God shall be taken away from you and given to another people. Brethren and sisters, I declare to you, the other people which Christ referred to, he refers to the people of the continent of Black Africa. So the Black African people are now the chosen people of God in this generation. Which of the African people, African nation? It is this Nigeria. The most populous nation in Black Africa, the giant of Africa. Remember, it is on the soil of this nation, Nigeria, that God has descended his throne of his kingdom on the mount of the Lord. So for the upliftment of the Black Africans, the upliftment from their abysmal depth of social degradation, economic degradation, spiritual degradation to spiritual height has come now. I want you to develop your faith on that, and that's the whole truth. Yes. The throne of God that has descended at the kingdom, is this in America? No. Is this in Asia? No. Is it in Canada? No. Is it in South Korea? No. Am I talking to somebody now? Yes. Is it not on the south of Nigeria? So you must appreciate God. You are all special people. And unto you, the Comforter has been sent to restore all things. So forget all about the gospel of the Jews. Because after these people have got together to murder Christ Jesus, they had to go around the whole world. The same Jews start to preach Jesus died for our sin. Resurrected for our salvation. No! This hypocrisy. I'm opening your eyes, your faith, your understanding to know all the falsehood that has filled the whole world. But the truth has surfaced. I said the truth has surfaced. Depart from all this falsehood. Embrace the truth of God that has come to you. By the power of the Seven Spirit Comforter, I am the another Comforter speaking. I am the restorer of all things. Unto the Most High God be glory and honor and blessing forever, forever.
Amen. Us on our website at www.kaimholythrone.com and also on our email info@kaimholythrone.com. You can also follow us on our social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter handle @KaimHolyThrone.
You can also reach the Another Comforter directly through this hotline 080-33-777-996, 080-33-777-996.
Our contact address is
109 Egbeda Akowonjo Road, Vulcanizer Bus Stop, Akowonjo.